USA Radio News.
According to a new report from the Department of Justice Inspector General, FBI agent Peter Strzok assured his mistress and colleague Lisa Page that they would stop Donald Trump from winning the presidency. This was all sent via text message. Republican Congressman Mark Meadows shares what concerns him most about the report.
What it should do is send off the alarm bells, because a number of people that showed bias in this report actually worked on the Russia investigation. And again, it is just extremely concerning that we would have this kind of bias in the premier law enforcement agency in the world. And I think it's time that we clean house and that we start over and make sure that we return them to the position of honor that most Americans, including myself, hold them.
A new study out from the University of California, Berkeley, says animals such as lions and tigers are increasingly becoming night owls to avoid human contact. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jeff, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
The Justice Department's Inspector General report revealed that former FBI Director James Comey used a personal Gmail account to conduct FBI business. Current FBI Director Christopher Wray addressed the media today.
Following our rules, following the law, following our guidelines, staying faithful to our core values and our best traditions, trying to make sure we're doing the right thing, but to doing it in the right way, treating everybody with respect, and following the facts independently and objectively, no matter who likes it. That is the best way. That, in my view, is the only way to maintain trust and credibility with the people we serve.
A new study from Ohio State University found that religious people live an average of 4 years longer than their atheist friends. The study analyzed 1,000 obituaries published across the United States since 2011 and found a correlation between faith and longevity. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Today at the White House press briefing, things got a bit testy when Sarah Sanders was asked about illegal immigrants crossing the border and then parents being separated from their children.
We would like to fix the broken system that our immigration and fix our immigration problem. However, until Democrats are willing to actually fix this problem, it's going to continue. But we would like to see it fixed. Jill.
Take responsibility for its policy change from handling them as civil matters to criminal prosecution.
Is that a policy change to enforce the law? That's been this administration's policy since the day we got here. We're a country of law and order, and we're enforcing the law. We would like to fix these loopholes, and if Democrats want to get serious about it instead of playing political games, they're welcome to come here and sit down with the president and actually do something about it. Jill.
Don't you have any empathy?
Jill, go ahead.
Come on, Sarah. You're a parent. Don't you have any empathy for what these people are going through?
Jill.
They have less than
Brian,
you do.
Guys,
Sarah, come on.
Settle down.
Seriously.
I'm trying to be serious, but I'm not going to have you yell out of turn. Jill, please call.
It's a law, and they have, these people have nothing.
Hey, Brian, I know you want to get some more TV time, but that's not what this is
about.
I want to recognize you. Go ahead, Jill.
Honestly, answer the question. It's a serious question. These people have nothing. They come to the border with nothing, and you throw children in cages. You're a parent. You're a parent of young children. Don't you have any empathy for what they go through?
It should be worth noting those pictures of children in cages, that was actually from 2016 under President Obama. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.